Sechte Tainis, Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, Taisus Diri Maschil, Mahefrish Bein Zeh LaZeh. To review the background of the Gemara that Tosis HaKamiting on, to recall the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph, quoted on Machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, as recorded by Ben Azai, as to which of the Mamados various Karbonos were Doche, that when those Karbonos were brought, certain Mamados were not done. In the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, according to Ar Girsa, on days that there was a Karbon Musaf, so then the Maimid of Ne'ila is pushed off, according to Rashi on the Mishnah, as well as Mincha, that the support that the Anshei Maimid had to give to the Kohanim in preparing the Karbonos Musaf dragged out to the extent that they had to shorten the Tfilos of Mincha and Ne'ila and therefore eliminate the Mamados. By contrast, on a day that there was a Karbon Eitzim, so then the Maimid of Mincha was pushed off, but not the Maimid of Ne'ila. Simple pshat would be because it didn't take as much time. Ben Azai quotes from Rabbi Yeshua, and in the end Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. Who switches it? That when there was a Karbon Musaf, we push off the Maimid of Mincha, and when there's a Karbon Eitzim, we push off the Maimid of Ne'ila. As we shall see from Tosis's assumptions, which is also the assumption of Rashi, that within the view of Ben Azai, quoting Rabbi Yoshua, when we say that on a day that there's a Karbon Eitzim, we push off the Maimed of Ne'ila, it's only the Maimed of Ne'ila and not the Maimed of Mincha. The Maimed of Mincha remains in place. That is in contrast to the way Rashi explains the view of Rabbi Akiva within the flip concerning what day that there's Musaf, that it pushes off Ne'ila, that means including Mincha. So in light of all that, the Gemara over here on the Chav Ches Amar Aleph asks, Ma Hefrish Bein Zeh LaZeh? There's a misleading headline in this sugya where the Gemara has Kol Yom Sheish Bo Halel Ein Bo Maimid Chulei. That's going on a day that there's Halel where there's no Maimid at Shachris. But the Gemara is clearly discussing the issues of Mincha Ne'ilah. So it's not going on a day that has Halel. It's going on a day that there's Karbon Musaf and there's Karbon Eitzim. So on that, the Gemara asks, Ma Hefrish Bein Zeh LaZeh? What is the difference between this and this? And on that, the Gemara answers, Halalu Divrei Torah, that these are matters of Torah law, V'halalu Divrei Seifrim, and these are matters of rabbinic law. So as we shall see, Rashi and Tosfos make the same assumptions of what's driving this Gemara in the Kash and the Teretz, but they interpret the words differently. And in so doing, and these are two Tosis in back-to-back, first we have to understand what are the words Mahefresh Bein Zeh LaZeh mean, what is the Zeh and what is the Zeh that we're contrasting, and then we also have to understand the answer of Halalu Divrei Torah, Halalu Divrei Seifrim. The Halalu and the Halalu, according to all, are going to be identical to the Zeh and the Zeh. But what exactly is meant that it's Divrei Torah and it's Divrei Seifrim? And of course, that's going to be impacted by how you interpreted what the Zeh and the Zeh are. So we will go through the Tosis, and then at the end, we'll contrast Tosis' understanding with Rashi's understanding. So Tosis right, Kolomar, meaning, what is the Zeh LaZeh? Ma Hefrish Bein Karbon Musaf LeKarbon Eitzim. What is the difference between the Karbon Musaf and the Karbon Eitzim? So according to Tosfos, the Zeh LaZeh is the different kinds of Karbonos. Zeh LaZeh is, one Zeh is Karbon Musaf and one Zeh is Karbon Eitzim. The Karbon Eitzim Doicha Mincha, such that the Karbon Musaf pushes aside the Maimed of Mincha. The Karbon Eitzim Loi Dochi Mincha, and the Karbon Eitzim does not push aside the Maimed of Mincha, even though it does push aside the Maimed of Ne'ila, but it does not push aside the Maimed of Mincha. The Karbon Musaf does succeed in pushing aside the Karbon of Mincha. So again, according to Tosfos, the Zeh LaZeh is referring to the Karbonos, and the discussion that we are focusing on is the status of the Maimon of Mincha. The Karbon Musaf has the ability to push off the Maimon of Mincha, and the Karbon Eitzim does not have the ability to push off the Maimon of Mincha, as opposed to the Maimon of Ne'ila, that there the Karbon of Eitzim does push it aside. So it's clear from the thrust of the Gemara, the way Tosis is learning, that Mincha is somehow a higher level tefillah, and the Maimon in that is not considered on a higher level, and therefore we are asking how come only Musaf succeeds in pushing it off and Eitzim does not. The next Tosis, Divrei Maschil, Halalu Divrei Torah, now explains the answer to the Gemara in light of that. So Tosis explain. What is the Halalu Divrei Torah? Musaf. That Musaf is a carve of Minatayra, as described Parshas Pinchas, that these karbanos are min haTorah. Ulahachi, and therefore, kadachi mincha. Therefore, it has the ability to push off mincha. As we noted earlier, the Gemara is considering mincha to be a higher level tefillah. So Tosfos explain why it pushes off this higher level tefillah. In addition to defining how mincha is a higher level tefillah, the havi midivrei Torah, that mincha is a tefillah that's min haTorah. At first glance, this seems very shocking to say that mincha is min haTorah. It seems to be that we maintain that mincha is at the Rabbanan. So Rashi explains that it's based on Pesukim in the Chumash, the Gemara in Brachos, Tav Chav Vav and Beis, the Yitzchak Avinu was Mesakin Tfilas Mincha, Shen Emar, Vayetzi Yitzchak Lusach Vasada. Therefore, it's considered like a deraisa. Perhaps we'll elaborate a little more at the end to discuss that a little more as to whether it's really deraisa or Rabbanan, but at least it's based on a Pesuk in the Chumash. So to clarify a little more, when the Gemara says the words Halalu Divrei Torah, it's going on Musaf, as Tosfos clearly points out. But then Tosfos continue that since Musaf is Min haTorah, it has the ability to push off Mincha, even though Mincha is also Min haTorah. A Torah law is going to push off another Torah law. Aval, by contrast, Tosfos continue, Karban Eitzim, the Havimi Divrei Sofim, the Karban Eitzim, which is only a rabbinic enactment, that the various families should dedicate the Karban Eitzim. V'hilkach le'dachi ela ne'ila. Therefore, it only has the power to push away the maimid of ne'ila. The havya midirei soifrim, because ne'ila is only derabanan. Since it doesn't have a pasuk upon which it is based, unlike mincha, which has the pasuk by Yitzchak Avinu. So therefore, the derabanan could push off a derabanan. Avalodachya mincha, but it does not have the ability to push aside mincha, the havya midirei Torah, because that's min haTorah, as we said earlier. So in sum, according to Tosfos, the deraisa pushes off the deraisa, meaning the karban musaf, which is deraisa, pushes off the maimon of mincha, which is deraisa, and the derabanan pushes aside the derabanan. The karban eitzim, which is derabanan, pushes aside the maimon of ne'ila, which is tefillah derabanan, and not the tefillah deraisa of mincha. In our presentation of Tosfos, we assume that we're dealing with pushing aside the maimid of that particular tefillah, whether it's mincha or ne'ila. On Chavav Mar Aleph, we noted that the Tosfos there seemed to indicate, not like Rashi, that the discussion is whether you're pushing aside the whole tefillah, not just the maimid of the tefillah. So Tosfos could be read either way, but Tosfos Lishitasam probably is referring to pushing aside the whole tefillah, but the same analysis applies. Whether you're pushing aside the core tefillah, which is deraisa versus derabanan, or you're pushing aside an aspect of that tefillah, namely the maimid, which is attached to a tefillah deraisa or attached to a tefillah derabanan. This is the way Tosfos understands this Gemara. The underlying principles and assumptions that are motivating Tosfos is that a deraisa pushes aside deraisa, a derabanan pushes aside a derabanan. He also assumes that mincha is considered like a deraisa for purposes of this analysis. And the third assumption is that the Gemara is revolving around the view of Ben Azai, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Musaf pushes aside mincha and Karban Eitzim pushes aside only ne'ila and not mincha. And then the Gemara is trying to zero in on why it is that only Musaf pushes aside mincha, but Karban Eitzim does not. In contrasting Tosfos' understanding with Rashi's understanding, all of those underlying assumptions, Rashi also agrees to. That by the time the Gemara is finished, our assumptions are that a deraisa pushes aside a deraisa, the rabbanan pushes aside a rabbanan, that mincha is considered like a deraisa, and that Gemara is asking, according to Rishua's view, that the karban eitzim is docha ne'ila and the karban musaf is docha mincha, and basically is trying to figure out why that distinction. However, the way Rashi interprets the words of the Gemara is somewhat different, even though the Gemara winds up in the same place by the time it's done, but the interpretation of the Gemara is different. And that is as follows. According to Rashi, Ma hefesh bein zeh lazeh is not referring to what is the difference between the karban musaf and the karban eitzim. The zeh lazeh is referring to the maimid of mincha and the maimid of ne'ila. And the Gemara's point of focus is within the karban eitzim, why is it that the karban eitzim only pushes aside ne'ila but not the tefillah of mincha? According to Rashi, the zeh lazeh is not Musaf versus Karban Eitzim, but the Maimid of Ne'ila versus the Maimid of Mincha. And on that, the Gemara answers, Halalu Divrei Torah, Halalu Divrei Sofer, that the Tfilas Mincha is min haTorah, similar to the analysis we gave earlier, based on a pasuk concerning Yitzchak Avinu. And halalo divrei seifim tefilas ne'ila is totally derabanan. So that's why the derabanan of carbon etzim is not able to push off a tefila min haTorah or a maimid attached to a tefila min haTorah, and it is able to only push off a maimid that's attached to a tefila derabanan. So winds up in the same place, but an argument concerning what is the zelazeh and what is the halalo and the halalo. Again, according to Tysis, the zelazeh and the halalo and the halalo are referring to the various karbanos. According to Rashi, the zelazeh and the halalo are referring to the various mamados and the various tefilas, focusing on the karbanetzim. However, even though Rashi doesn't spell this out, it's clear that Musaf, which is pushing off Mincha, so it does have the ability to push off a Deraisa, so that must be because Musaf is Deraisa. So even though Rashi didn't spell that out, Tosis did, but that's what Rashi is also assuming. Rabbeinu Gershom and Rabbeinu Chananel on the margin give other interpretations. Their interpretations do not have to resort to assuming that Mincha is somehow like a Deraisa. But for brevity, we won't go through those interpretations. You could see those on your own. Just as a footnote to this discussion, that both Rashi and Tosis both assume that Tfilas Mincha is Deraisa. So Tosis says literally it's Divrei Torah. Rashi says based on the pasuk of Yitzchak Avinu Shetiken Tfilas Mincha. The general approach in the Rishonim, based on explicit Gemaras and Brachas that say Tfilas Derabanan, is that all Tfilas are Derabanan. Therefore, presumably, in order to align themselves with those Gemaras, Rashi and Tosis must be interpreting this Gemara as somewhat lav dafka. It means an as an asmachta min haTorah. So therefore, it's considered more chashev than Ne'ilah, Tfilas Mincha, and all the other Tfilas of Shachris and Arvis that are Kavua. But it's not necessarily truly Min haTorah. Otherwise, that would seemingly contradict the Gemara and Brachas, which says that we technically should be saying Safik Derabanan Lekula when you have a doubt whether you davened, even though through a back door we say you should daven anyway, with a Tanai of Nedava, condition that maybe you're volunteering a Tefillah. But theoretically, the Gemara says that Tefillah's Derabanan, and therefore in a Safik you should have had the right to be lenient as opposed to Kriyat Shema, which is Deraisa. So this touches upon a famous debate between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether or not tefillah is at all min haTorah. The Rambam holds that tefillah once a day, every day is min haTorah, but the number of tefillahs is derabanan. The Ramban says that all the tefillahs are derabanan, even once a day, every day. This Gemara that says dafka that tefillahs mincha is min haTorah, implying that a specific tefillah is min haTorah, doesn't accord really either with the view of the Rambam or the view of the Ramban. Because even the Rambam holds that Tfilas Min haTorah, that's once a day, every day, not necessarily at a specific time, and not necessarily a specific number of Tfilas. The Gemara, by implying that Mincha itself is Deraisa, presumably has to be interpreted al derech asmachta, that it's not really Min haTorah, but that there's a biblical reference to it. Taisus Tiri Maschil, B'nei Pachas Moyav, V'chulei. Hein, Hein, B'nei David. To recall, the Mishnah had listed the various dates that the various families would bring the Korban Etzim. And the Gemara records that on the 20th of Tammuz, the Bnei David ben Yehuda would bring the Korban Etzim. And on the 20th of Av, the Bnei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda would bring the Korban Etzim. So on a simple level, these are two different families. Of course, curious why Jewish families referred to as Bnei Pachas Moav. So the Gemara quotes a braisa in the name of Rabbi Meir that the Bnei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda are identical with the Bnei David ben Yehuda. So in essence then, that family, the descendants of David HaMelech, brought the Korban Etzim two times, once on the 20th of Tammuz and once on the 20th of Av. So in commenting why the Bnei David HaMelech are referred to as Bnei Pachas Moav, Tosis now states, Sulachach Nikru Bnei Pachas, the Bachiez in Moav, they're called the children of Pacha, I think means a leader, as comes out a lot in the Reyomim and in Ezra, that the leader of Moav, Shebo Merusa Moavia, because they were descendants of Moav in a certain sense, because the maternal grandmother was Rusa Moavia. Perhaps Dafka Chazal referred to them as Bnei Pachas Moav in order to recall the enormous dedication of that Gioris Moaviyah, Ima Shel Malchus, that even though she came from a non-Jewish nation, but because of her enormous chesed and Mesiris Nefesh for Naomi, so she was zochet to become Ima Shel Malchus, the matriarch of the Davidic line, and Chazal seemed to eternalize that connection through referring to the Bnei David, according to Rav Meir's understanding of who this family is, as Bnei Pachas Moav. In this regard, Tosis is explaining exactly in accordance with Rashi. The next Tosis to Maskel, Hein Hein Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya, is the continuation of that Braisa, where Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that the Bnei Pachas Moav are not the descendants of David HaMelech, but the descendants of Yoav Ben Tzruya, the famous general of David HaMelech. The question, of course, being asked, so why are they referred to as Bnei Pachas Moav? David HaMelech, we know, came from Rusa Moaviyah. What is Yoav's family's connection to Moav? The Tosis explained, Pirish, the Tzruya Hoisa Achos David, that the Tzruya that Yoav was the son of is not the father. Typically the father is mentioned after the ben, but here it's the mother. And Tzruya was the sister of David. Kidachsiv, a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Aleph, Perek Beis, Vachyoseihem, Tzruya, that their sister, referring to a whole bunch of brothers of David HaMelech, so their sister was Tzruya. And the son of that Tzruya was Yoav. So, since the Davidic family came from Rus HaMoaviyah, as the previous Tosis pointed out, so Yoav, who was basically a nephew of David HaMelech, so he was also a descendant from that same family, and therefore also from Rus HaMoaviyah, as Tosis explained, V'heim bo'em mizera Rus HaMoaviyah. And they all come from the children of Rus HaMoaviyah. Here also, Tosis is explaining in accordance with what we have before us in Pirush Rashi. So here the Gemara gets involved in a little bit of a complicated cheshbon, working out the fact that the Mishnah had stated that on the first day of Teves, so one of the families came for a second round of bringing the Korban Eitzim again. And that was the family of Bnei Parosh. The Mishnah had noted earlier that on the 5th of Av, the Bnei Parosh ben Yehuda brought the Korban Eitzim. So on the 1st of Teves, Shavu Bnei Parosh Shnia, and they brought a Korban Eitzim again. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that no other family brought the Korban Eitzim twice. It was only Bnei Parosh who brought it twice. But, says the Gemara, regardless of whether you hold like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Yehuda, whom we didn't discuss, but is another Braisa, it turns out there's at least one other family that brought the Korban twice. So in order to understand that Gemara better, just to explain where Rabbi Yehuda enters the fray here, the Mishnah quotes that the Bnei Adin ben Yehuda also brought a Korban Eitzim, and they brought it on the 20th of Elul. And Rabbi Yehuda maintains that the Bnei Adin ben Yehuda are none other than the Bnei David ben Yehuda. Rashi explains why the Bnei David are referred to by the title Adin, that against the enemies of Israel, David was a fierce warrior, but when dealing with Talmid Chachamim, he was very delicate, very adin. So what emerges then is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a doubling in the Mishnah. The Bnei Adin ben Yehuda are the same as the Bnei David ben Yehuda. According to Rav Meir, there's a doubling in the Mishnah, because the Bnei Pachas Moab are the same as the Bnei David ben Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yossi, see, we have to add a little more, because that Braisa that quotes Rabbi Yehuda, that the Bnei Adin ben Yehuda are the Bnei David ben Yehuda, so there Rabbi Yossi is quoted as saying that those Bnei Adin ben Yehuda are none other than Hein Hein Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya. So it turns out that Rabbi Yossi has the Bnei Adin ben Yehuda being the Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya, and the Bnei Pachas Moav are the Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya. So according to that, there's also a doubling in the Mishnah, because those two families I mentioned in the Mishnah, the Bnei Adin and the Bnei Pachas Moav, and according to Rabbi Yossi, they're both Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya. So putting it all together, why does the Mishnah say that only the Bnei Parosh brought the Korban Eitzim twice? According to Rav Meir, there's also a doubling with the Bnei David ben Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing with the Bnei David ben Yehuda, who respectively are either the Bnei Pachas Moav or the Bnei Adin. And according to Rabbi Yossi, there's also a doubling, because both the Bnei Adin ben Yehuda and the Bnei Pachas Moav are both the Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya. So Tosis summarizes the Gemara and summarizes the answer, and then the second part asks why the Gemara didn't give a different answer, and gives an answer to that. So Tosis explained, E Reb Meir, the Ka'amar, Bnei Pachas Moav, Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein, Bnei David, Ben Yehuda. Reb Meir, who says that the Bnei Pachas Moav, the son of Yehuda, are the same as the Bnei David, Ben Yehuda. Listen, Ibn Masnisin, let it state in the Mishnah, Ki Ka'amar, Be'esrim, Chulei. When it says in the Mishnah, Be'esrim, etc., meaning Be'esrim Bo, in the 20th of Av, the Bnei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda brought the carbon, as Tosis continue, Bnei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, Hoya, Havel Elamisni, it should have stated, Bnei David ben Yehuda, Shavu Shnia, that the Bnei David ben Yehuda brought the carbon Eitzim as a second round. Not just a list of Bnei Pachas Ben Yehuda as if they're a separate family and they're bringing the carbon for the first time. Kemosha Omer, Shavu Bnei Parosh Nia, as it says concerning the Bnei Parosh that they return for a second round. Then the next line of the Gemara's Kashis, E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Ka'amar Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein Bnei David Ben Yehuda, that this Adin family is the same as the Bnei David, listening, then it should have said, Shavu Bnei David Ben Yehuda Shnia, that the Bnei David came for a second round. When it says that the Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda brought the Karban Eitzim on the 20th of El, it should have said that that was the second time. E Rabbi Yaisi, and if the Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi, Lisni Shavu Bnei Yoav Shnia, it should say that Bnei Yoav came for the second time. Again, the calculation being that the Bnei Pachas Moav, who brought the carbon on the 20th of Av, that was the first time. And then Be'esem Be'el on the 20th of El, when the Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda brought the carbon, they were the same family, namely the descendants of Yoav Ben Tzruya. So it should have noted that it was the second time, and not just the Bnei Parosh, who brought it for a second time. So now Tosis elucidates the answer, Umishani, and the Gemara answers as follows. Trei Tanoi Valibe de Rabbi Yossi. These are two Tanoim within Rabbi Yossi's view, meaning that two students of Rabbi Yossi are arguing as to what Rabbi Yossi's opinion was, but they're not mutually compatible. So either Rabbi Yossi holds that the Bnei Pachas Moav are the descendants of Yoav ben Tzruya, or Rabbi Yossi holds that the Bnei Adin ben Yehuda are the descendants of Yoav ben Tzruya. But it's not both. And since it's not both, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Meir and Yehuda in terms of their analysis of the doubling of the families, so if we have the Mishnah be authored by Rabbi Yossi, so then we understand why it was only the Bnei Parosh who brought the carbon twice, and not the Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya, because the Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya are only listed in the Mishnah once. Either they are identified with the Bnei Pachas Moav, according to one Tana's understanding of Rabbi Yossi, or they are listed as Bnei Adin ben Yehuda, according to the other Tana's understanding of Rabbi Yossi. But both are not true together. So now Tosis has a kasha. V'kasha, amai lamuki aliba de Rabbi Meir. Why don't we establish the Mishnah as being in accordance with the view of Rabbi Meir? Utrei tanoi aliba de Rabbi Meir. And you could have two tanoim arguing within Rabbi Meir's opinion. Just like the Gemara was willing to say there are two tanoim arguing within Rabbi Yossi's opinion, you could have two tanoim arguing within Rabbi Meir's opinion. To elaborate as to what Tosis means, Reb Meir in the Braisa says clearly that the Bnei Pachas Moav are none other than the Bnei David Ben Yehuda. So according to that Tana's understanding, that is incompatible with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah implies that they're separate families by not saying there was a doubling of the carbonates. But the Mishnah that we have, that indeed does not indicate that there was a doubling, clearly maintains that the Bnei Pachas Moav are not to be associated with the Bnei David Ben Yehuda. So let the Tana of our Mishnah be Reb Meir. As Tos is going to say in a moment, it's Tam Mishnah Reb Meir. And our Mishnah disagrees with the understanding of what Reb Meir holds. And our Mishnah holds that the Bnei Pachas Moav are not to be identified with the Bnei David Ben Yehuda. And that's what Tos continues. Sha'arei Tfei Yesh Lon Lo'ukma K'Rabbi Meir. Since we should have more of a tendency to establish the Mishnah like Reb Meir, the Stama de Masnisen K'Rabbi Meir. That's a general klal in Shas, unless you could prove otherwise, that where the author of the Mishnah is not named, that it files Reb Meir. So Tosis' answer as follows. Venerally, it appears to me, D'lahachi muki laka Rabbi Yossi, M'shem de Rabbi Yossi, Nimuko imo. For the following reason did they establish it like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi, his reasons in the din are always with him, meaning he's a tremendous Baal Svara and very logical. So since Lahalacha, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, say Tosis, M'stavra kavasei, B'chol makom, V'afilo mechaverov, that it is logical to follow him, and we follow the psak like him, even against his chaverim. So therefore, we want the Mishnah to align itself with the halacha. And since we're going to pass like Rabbi Yossi, so we'd rather say that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi, again, in accordance with one of those two opinions as to which family was identified with Yoav ben Tzruya. This statement of Tosis that halacha k'Rabbi Yossi mechaverav is a quote from a Gemara in Erevin, daf mem vav amud beis, as pointed out in the margin by Rabbi Akiva Eger. So of the two motivations, either to say that the Stam Mishnah is like Rav Meir, or the Stam Mishnah should follow the Psak Halacha, so we're going to side with trying to have the Mishnah align itself with the Psak Halacha.